March 16th, 2023. I just came out of a logistics or strategy at prayer meeting. And I'm going to convey some of the notes from that meeting. Not all of them, but some of them, considering the financial shakings that are going on. The scripture that I've been given is from Haggai. I will shake everything that can be shaken, and only that which is unshakable shall remain. The kingdom is coming. The silver and the gold is mine, and the desire of all nations shall come, and the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. All these things that oppose the will of God and the coming of the kingdom are being shaken and will be taken down. In the meantime, the church, those who call themselves gods or acknowledge God, are also going to go through this shaking and sifting process. There are great reports coming through. One from Nicaragua, Ortega, has repudiated the Catholic Church and asked them to leave his country. Some of the charities he's asked to leave the country and has actually arrested some of the leaders of those. I think they're pastors. I think they call them padres. Padres! And the Pope is very upset about this. And he's losing his dominion in this one world religious system that he has been trying to implement under his Jesuit control. And this is good news. And why is this happening? I'm not sure of Ortega's motives, but I do know that in Nicaragua, there's a move of the Holy Spirit beginning and happening among the evangelicals and the Christians. He has not asked them to leave the country. And also in Salvador, there has been a very large move of the Holy Spirit happening. So we praise God for that. We thank God for that. We thank God for that. In this time, I'm not shaken. I've seen this coming. It's troubling for those who do not walk and talk and are obedient to the Lord. They are going to be, a lot will be in distress and fear. The purpose of this is to realize that God is your source. The Lord, He that created you, you have no way in to the Father except through the blood of Jesus, that He is your creator. And this is iterated in Scripture, that in Him and through Him and by Him all things were created and are being reconciled back unto Him, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of God, King of kings and Lord of lords. This man who is the Son of God, born of a virgin, this man, it is by Him. We have talents and gifts we are given, then we steward them, but we don't draw our next breath without the permission of our Creator, who is divine above all things and who works into will His good pleasure in us. And we acknowledge Him and give Him glory and honor. All honor and power and glory and strength and might are due Him. This is probably the succinct bottom line of what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. He's speaking this to the world. First of all, we'll deal with the kingdom of darkness and the powers of darkness. They're being made manifest and openly revealed, and they will be judged. And those who follow Him and worship Him, they will come under that. He's already been judged at the foot of the cross, the Satan, formerly known as Lucifer, interchangeably. Those who follow Him and His counsel, they also will be shaken. This is about the shaking of the kingdom of darkness, because the light has never been overcome by the darkness. This is about the judgment on the wicked, and the righteous will see this and know that because they've been oppressed and crushed and enslaved by these dark entities, that our deliverance is coming and is at hand. They shall stand and rejoice, for their salvation is drawing close, and it's nearer than it was before. And for those who say they are children of God, their relationship with God is being tested. And which God do they serve? This is the bottom line. There is only the Master Jesus, the creator of all creation. As Hebrews said, he is above the angel. He is the express word, spoken word of God made flesh. None of the angels are like him. He is unique in all creation. We worship him because the Father has given him as an example to us. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. And those who walk with the Lord shall not fear. They will not fear or be afraid in that day. They will be called to do exploits. They will be called to speak the words of truth. They will be called to demonstrate the love and the power of God. Because he said, I will never leave you or forsake you, even to the end of the age. So let his name be exalted.